This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this March. Breakdowns of every region and every game, who are the Cinderellas, and which team's cutting down the nets. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. That's how you hop aboard. Hugh's Clues, a $100 gift card.
A hundo.
Sunoco given away today. Who was that first clue again?
The first clue is it's a car.
A car. There are so many cars. You think you're really funny over there?
I do.
Thinks he's really funny.
I am thoroughly. I've been told I've been irritating, so I know I've probably irritated a lot of people.
They're right.
Step in, get in line, because I've been told that before. It's not like, you know, that's news to anybody.
Nothing new here?
Yeah, nothing to see.
It's going to be a bad offseason for our friendship.
Wait a minute.
You know what we need? Actually, I know what we need.
What we need?
As a show, we need a nice, relaxing trip down to spring training so we could talk some baseball. By the way, I'm not just saying that. We are going to spring training. We're leaving on Sunday.
What time are we leaving?
I think our flight's around 11.
And yeah, 11:55 noon, I think.
Yeah,
11:55. Okay, that's cool.
Monday and Tuesday, we'll be live in Clearwater. We're working on our guest list for next week. So we're excited to talk some baseball because we are, you know, today is 2 weeks from opening day.
Crazy.
It's like 2 weeks from today.
It's going to be cold.
Well, that's usually the opening.
I think I need that too.
I do too. I need some baseball. I mean, not that we won't yell about that.
We need we've been talking about transitioning for weeks.
The Eagles discourse right now is just absolutely driving me insane.
It's not even the today. What's is interesting about this conversation is this isn't necessarily even like you have to be mad about it. Have they done it? Have the scales tipped so far? You could say yes and agree or disagree with it. But like the coping is out of control.
No, you know what? You know what's funny? And this is the way that I see it, is because there's a lot of people that are waking up, that listen to this show every day, that I get on their nerves thoroughly. And I irritated them to death with my defense is a luxury, not a necessity take. And today there's a lot of people waking up and saying, you know what, that a-hole might know what he was talking about. Like, that's the reality.
Well, they're still pissed.
Yeah, and they're mad
that's
at me.
Yeah.
Like, they're mad at me. I would not be surprised. Like, that's why I'm going to have to go ahead and wear my hat real low. If I get egged today, people are going to be mad because they feel I had something to do
with it. No one's egging people in this economy.
Oh, yeah, I forgot.
$6.50 for eggs?
You're right about that.
They throw a nose. You crazy.
They might throw, the plastic eggs for Easter.
They might just transition to rocks at this point.
You know what?
You better watch out, man.
But there's a lot of people. Who was it that called? When Juice called? Who else? Steve?
Are you keeping a list?
No, because if I'm not mistaken, Steve, I know you're probably listening. Wasn't Steve the one told me I didn't know nothing about baseball like a long time ago? Was that Steve?
It may have been.
Matt.
That was Matt.
Yeah.
But it's like Steve has a condescending tone when we talk about certain things. And I think Steve had to come to grips with the fact that maybe I know what I'm talking about. Like that to me is a great feeling.
So whatever helps you sleep at night.
Let you have that one. All right, 215-592-9494.
Shout out to Steve and June.
Back to the phones here. Have the Eagles tied up too much money on the offensive side of the football? It feels that way to me now because they're letting defensive players go left and right, and including Slay yesterday. They have a lot of money allocated already for next year and the year after that to the offensive side of the football. I mean, depending on what happens with Becton, he's not back yet. Maybe he will be. But they could have every single offensive player on their second contract. I mean, I'm not counting Dotson. I just mean the two starting receivers. We'll see about the tight end, if he comes back or not. All the linemen, the running back, obviously the quarterback. And yet on defense, they're just shuffling guys around. Have they gone too far with the spending? Yeah, that's what they could say. I guess so. Have they gone too far with the spending on the offense and leaving that defense thin now moving forward? Bob in Williamstown. Hey, Bob. Bobby!
The moment was too big.
We'll get back to Bob. All right, before we go back to the phones, there is a report out there that does at least give me some hope that we're going to recalibrate this thing and get some, you know, some spending on the defensive side of the football. According to Cam Marino, who covers the NFL, he said the Eagles are keeping an eye on the Bengals situation with All-Pro Edge Trey Hendrickson.
I would be happy if he came here.
Now, here's the question. Who needs this more, the Eagles or myself and Kyle on this show?
You and Kyle. Like,
I need a win.
Y'all are feeling some kind of way.
I need a win.
Y'all are feeling some kind of way. But listen, I love both of you guys, even though we don't agree most of the time. I didn't come in this morning peacocking. I didn't say it. I didn't say nothing.
Hold on.
Y'all thought I was, but I wasn't. I didn't do that.
Yes, you were. You had the biggest smirk on your face.
When I asked you the question.
Just because I'm smirk. Maybe I had a good night. Maybe I was playing Destiny last night with my clan members, and you know, I did my thing.
I'm looking at the freezer.
I did play Destiny last night.
So here's what happened. Let's take everyone inside the meeting. Inside the meeting this morning. This is what Hugh's referencing, right?
But we've crossed all kind of racial lines on this show.
That's, just... Again, your fault. So usually the way it works is we'll sit down in the meeting. Hugh's algorithm will be all over the place. He'll tell us what he's saying. But eventually, I will ask him a question. Like, it's kind of what's in my head. And maybe depending on where the discussion goes, we'll do this for the lead of the show. But I usually ask him a question. He gives me an answer. That's it. We do this every day. This morning, I asked him, you know, do you think they've gone too far with their spending on offense? And he laughs and goes, I'm not going to answer that.
He's like, oh, I don't know.
Because he's peacocking.
That's how I did.
You peacocked around.
Because, you know what? When all this happened last night, when I was about to go to Vegas to save Dawn, and then I said, I need to be here to do this show, because I was damn sure about to go save her.
People need me.
Because the
congregation needs me. Mm-hmm. I was like, okay. Because contrary to popular belief, I respect both of you guys, and I value your opinion. I do. And I was like, I never wanted to start out contentious in the morning. I never do. Like, it tends to end up that way anyway, but that's not how I want to start the day. Mm-hmm. So I was like, okay, I'm just going to be, you know, I mean, I see it, they see it, we talk about it. So I'm not going to say a whole lot, because it's not a whole lot that needs to be said. That's all.
It did get contentious, by the way. I broke the mic back here.
See, that's what I'm saying. Like, it doesn't need to be contentious at the beginning of the day. It's going to get that way anyway.
I think the last time I broke a mic was when I was doing the night show. Caller just, I lost it.
I know you don't mind.
Was it Jay in West Philly?
You live for confrontation, Kyle. You live for a daily confrontation every day.
I like my job.
You know, you do. And I just want to sit. Sometimes, man, I just want to sit back here and laugh and giggle and, you know.
Well, you did that the other day and drove us crazy.
Giggles Douglas was out of control.
Oh, I mean, giggles over here.
All right, I'm just talking.
Let's go to Mick in Easton. What's up, Mick? Hey, Mick.
The moment was too big.
I mean, come on.
Mick? All right.
This is out of control.
All right, I'm going to go to someone I can count on. That's Will in the Northeast. I can count on Will.
Dream team, how y'all doing?
Will! What's up, buddy?
All right, man. Listen, man. Yesterday, man, it was awesome, bro. Like, y'all got to do that at least once a month if y'all can, man. I'm telling you, the fans loved it, man. But I'm going to say this, right? We're back to the basics. Now, I want to take some credit for this, man, because, you know, y'all was grinding.
See what you've done, Hugh?
Talking about the running backs and all that. And I kept pushing for it, even though I was saying Derrick Henry. But they kind of understood what I was saying about we need a running back that's just going to wear the defense down, right? And then I also brought up the split backs with him, Derrick Henry, and Saquon. But now they got my man Dylan, so now they could probably use that now, because now you don't know which one you're going to get, the thunder or the lightning. You know what I'm saying? So I think that was a pretty good move. What I'm really thinking is, you know, I think the young Thundercats, they're going to make an impact, man. I know they've been sitting on the sideline. They've been waiting for their turn. And now I think their turn is going to be this season. And I think they may be a little stronger and a little faster. So, you know, we can't, like, just totally say, oh, man, and start worrying about the defense. What I am going to worry about is this offense now, because we really don't know what we're getting with this coordinator.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if he's anyway halfway decent, like our last offensive coordinator, then, yeah, we got a chance. But, like, as far as the defense, you know, I think we're going to make a good move. I don't think that's going to be a real big problem. But like I said, this coordinator, man, we just got to hope and pray that he know what he's doing. That's
well,
all.
We do. He's got a lot of talent to work with, and they have to, and just based on what they're doing with the team, they're going to have to carry the day next season. So hopefully he's great at what he does, Petullo here. All right, Will, give us a guess here. Hugh's first clue is it's a car. Will, what is he talking about? What car?
You said a famous car. I think it's something that we all probably used to watch back in the day, probably Knight Rider.
Ooh, that's a good guess.
Good guess. Not it, though, Will. That is a fun guess, though. All right, so we'll give us a fun guess to start us off.
Knight Rider used to be, like, that was the ride back then, man. That was nice.
Yeah, that was certainly that's a good guess. I like that by Will.
Michael Knight.
Yes. Do we have anything else on the Hendrickson situation, Kyle? What was the latest on how much it might cost for a Trey Hendrickson?
So, according to Diana Rossini, I think she had this quote from an NFL GM who said, let me just make sure I get it right here, said, quote, unquote, the price is ridiculous, as one GM told her.
Yeah, so I don't know what it's going to cost, but his age does play a factor in that. Right? Like, I'm not going to give a one for a guy that's 31 years old.
And this feels like a classic negotiating tactic. Like, they don't want to give. They don't want to give him away for nothing, so they're probably asking for the sun and the moon and the stars, but that should go down as the offseason progresses.
I would hope. And look, he's still a good player. 17.5 sacks each of the last year. He's an all pro. I mean, if they could get him, that certainly would balance this a little bit and make me feel like, all right, they're giving something back to the defense here. Let's go to JD in Southwest Philly. Hey, JD.
Hey, what's going on, guys? How you doing?
Good, JD. What's up?
Right. So here's the thing, right? Mm-hmm. When I was on the phone going through my weekly back and forth with Kyle before we get on, you know, he made a point. He said, you know, I have my opinion, you have your opinion. We don't know who's right. Time will tell, right? Sort of that kind of thing.
It's a genius point.
And you know, Joe and Kyle, y'all have, you know, of course I don't agree with y'all, but you know, I have history on my side for my argument, whereas I think y'all have emotion. So if you just indulge with me for a second, I think I can make an argument. And if you're honest with yourself,
all right, I'm excited. I'm excited. The floor is yours, JD. Go ahead.
So I just got one question before I ask your question. Do you believe that Quinyon Mitchell was a top five cornerback in the league this year, talent wise? Like, he played it. He didn't make All Pro, but he was a top five talent at cornerback this year.
I'll say yes. I mean, somewhere between probably 5 and 10. Cool. He was very, very, very good. Yes.
Okay, so here we go. We've had four defenses that I can think of over the last, you know, 20 years that won a championship, were the main reason for winning a championship. You have Tampa Bay, right? Mm. You have Seattle, you have Denver, and you have Baltimore, correct?
Okay, I'm with you.
So the thing that those defenses had that the Eagles have as well, and I'll add the Eagles in there, they had at least three or four all-pro talents on their defense that they never let go anywhere. Nowhere, right? If you do Baltimore, you had Ed Reed, you had Terrell Suggs, you had Ray Lewis. They never let them go anywhere. They let everybody else go and everything like that, but they kept those guys, right?
Mm-hmm.
When you had the Tampa Bay Buccaneers in the early 2000s, you had Rondé Barber, you had Derrick Brooks, you had Warren Sapp. Everybody else left. They never let those guys go anywhere, right? When you had the Denver Broncos a few years ago, you had Von Miller, you had Chris Harris, you had Aqib Talib. Those are the Pro Bowlers that they had on their point team. The point that I'm making is when you have three or four Pro Bowl, not Pro Bowl, all pro talents on your defense, you have a chance to be a top 10 defense every year. And that's what this team is going to be. They may not be number one, but they are not dropping out of the top 10 with those three talents that they have on every single level of their defense. The only difference between the other teams and the Eagles and why I think the Eagles are sustainable is because we also have a top 10 offense to go with it. I'm telling you, man, this defense is not going to fall out of the top 10 next year. And if they stay in the top 10 with the offense we got every single year, we are going to have a chance to win a Super Bowl.
That's probably the best argument I've heard in two days.
You did a good job, though.
I think it makes sense. And I think that that's probably the hope that they could still be a top 10 defense next year. But, J.D., would you not agree the reason they were so great this year and they were able to get a 2 seed and do what they did is because they had the number one defense, not top 10, but number one.
Outlier.
Yes, and I do agree with you with that, but that's why I said this is the only reason I'm not really getting on you and Kyle is because this is uncharted territory for us. We ain't never had this many Pro Bowlers, all pros on the same defense.
Right.
Like the Eagles defense has never had that, so I'm giving y'all a mulligan for that. But I'm telling you, when next year comes and they're still a top 10 defense with that offense, and I'm not saying we're going to win a Super Bowl every single year, but I'm telling you, as long as we have Carter. And Vaughn is still playing like an All-Pro. And Quinyon Mitchell, he's going to win an All-Pro during his career. There ain't no doubt about that. As long as we got those guys and we still got some Pro Bowl talent sprinkled in there, some young guys sprinkled in there, we're going to be fine. We're going to be a top 10 defense. And they can spend the money on the offense.
Yeah, that's the best argument I've heard so far. All right, J.D., give us a guess for Hughes Clues. What car are you talking about?
I don't know. Mustang, I guess.
Our fair guess, not it, but it's at least it's a car. I mean, it's a car.
Kyle couldn't wait to hit that buzzer.
The buzzer's really at you more than the people. I mean, the buzzer's.
Man,
at
I
you.
Gave a good clue. Man, listen, I am transparent. I'm like an open book. All you have to do is think about it. Just think about it, people. These clues that I give you every day are gems. I drop these gems every day.
You know what? I'm going to start using those lines after the open of the show. These are gems that I'm dropping.
You just don't understand.
If you think about it, you'll understand what I'm saying.
Yeah, if you just think about it. If you know this show and if you know me, think about it.
Just open your mind.
Open your mind.
Self in North Philly. What's up, Self?
Yo, what's up, fellas?
What's up, man?
Hey, listen, man. To Joe and Kyle's point, yes, I'm worried. The CJ DJ thing got me pissed off because he wasn't actually a cost of anything for them letting him go. He wasn't messing with their cat, the cash, none of that. His contract wasn't bothering none of that. So it had to be something personal or more on board than what they putting out there. However, to Hughes' point, he won me over. Defense is a luxury, and I'm going to tell you why. First off, I've never been a believer of defense win games. In high school, I played tight end and defensive end. However, I love playing defensive end. But defense don't win you games. They keep you in the game. They keep you competitive. You need to construct an organized offense to win games because the only way you win is by scoring points. So putting all that money into the offense paid off because it gave them the pieces they needed to score points and win games. Now, the defense did what the defense was supposed to do, which was keep them in games, keep them competitive. But at the same time, you can mix them and match them pieces together and strike, iron striking cold, like oppose the offense. You need an offense to gel. You need all the pieces there as weapons. With defense, you don't really need that. You just need everybody to do their job and hold down the fort. So to Hughes' point, you won me over, man. Defense is a luxury. I'm pissed that the defense got a lot of holes in it right now and a lot of questions. But this is indicative to the 2017 year. They won the Super Bowl and they got rid of – who does that? How do you create a dynasty if you get rid of all of your players that got you – to the big game, the big dance. Like, who fires the DJ that had the party rocking? Like, I don't understand what Howard Roseman is doing, but somehow in some sick, twisted way, it'd be working. So I'm just going to sit back and watch what happens. But, yeah, defense don't win you games. They keep you competitive. The offense has to have all of them key components and put that money in there so that they can win you the game. That's just how I see it.
All right, Self. At risk of making Hugh feel like he's won people over here, you make some fair points. Self, what do you got for us for a guess for Hugh's Clues?
I'm going to go simple, man. I'm going to give it a Mercedes-Benz.
A Mercedes-Benz. A good guess. Not it, though. Self, we appreciate it. Hugh, this segment is sponsored by...
It's sponsored by the Mattress Warehouse with exclusive bed match technology to find your perfect mattress.
All right. 215-592-9494. Marlon in Southwest Philly. What's up, Marlon?
Hey, listen. Now hold up. Now, Hugh, I know you sometimes drop some gems, but right now... You peacocking, but you playing double standard. Because you know how you playing double standard.
How am I playing double standard, Marlon?
Because you sitting here talking about defense is a luxury, right? But you haven't yet admitted that these jokers that won the Super Bowl this year would not have won it if it wasn't for the defense.
Marlon, this is like, listen, I expect this coming from a Cowboys
fan.
What's
your point?
Marlon. You ain't I said that. I acknowledged that weeks ago. And I also said, Marlon, if you were paying attention, that this defense was lightning in a bottle. So how am I being a hypocrite?
Oh, well, you got a point there because, first of all, the other guy was like, but you did make a point earlier that anybody that won the Super Bowl made changes. No, that's not the way it works.
Who didn't make changes? Don't say the Cowboys because they're –
The only ones make changes is the ones that won the Super Bowl,
Marlon,
and do what
Marlon,
y'all do, and now
Marlon,
now y'all out. That's
Marlon,
why y'all don't got back to back.
Marlon, every team.
So how can you make that statement,
Marlon? I know it's been a while since y'all won the Super Bowl or even been to a playoff game.
Don't try to flip
but
the
Marlon,
script.
I'm not flipping the script, Marlon. I'm about
don't
to tell you
flip
something.
It.
Even when the Dallas Cowboys won the Super Bowl, they lost defensive players.
They had the same defense.
They did not. Leon Lett wasn't a part of their first couple of Super Bowls. He was a part of, like, the last one. It's been so damn long, Marlon, I can't remember. And then you went and got Charles Haley. Charles,
that go back to back.
I was in grade school when it happened.
You know what, Joe? I can't even argue with you because I can't remember who was on their damn team back then. But the point remains, Marlon.
Fox just got the NFL at that point. It's a long time
but the
ago.
Point remains, Marlon, that every team changes because every team gets picked apart when – they win the Super Bowl. That's the point. You missed that point. You so blinded by your Eagles hate and the fact that your team is not good that you don't hear half of these gems that I'm dropping because you're jealous. But, Marlon, you just need to come on here and be an Eagles fan, dog. Just come on in, dog.
No, I don't want Marlon.
Well, he's not allowed.
You know, they're not going to let you in, but come on in, dog.
He is half an Eagles fan. Every Cowboy fan that calls this station and listens all the time is half an – like, deep down, they actually like the Eagles.
Well, they're just frauds in general. But so, like, you said every team that wins the Super Bowl gets picked apart. But, like, the reality of that is – that teams don't repeat very often, and they don't stay at the top very often. I want to stay at the top.
No, and I think that with their model, that they feel that they can.
And we will find out. All right, 215-592-9494. That's how you hop aboard. Have the Eagles gone too far with spending on offense? I mean, Roy, the backdrop of this offseason so far is, yes, teams are offering a lot of money, free agency. They kind of saw some of this coming, but they spent a lot of money the last couple of years on locking up the offensive players, and they've let the defensive players either go or get to free agency. This is their choice. Have they gone too far with the spending on the offense compared to the defense? I think so. Hugh doesn't. Where do you come down? Plus, conflicting comments by a couple NFL insiders on the Becton situation. Adam Schefter with his take on the Eagles' plan. Your phone calls coming up here. In this hour on 94WIP, fueled by Sunoco 94 Octane. If you demand peak performance from your vehicle, nothing less than Sunoco 94 Octane will do. Treat your car to 94 only at Sunoco. Plus, another huge clue on the other side on Sports Radio 94WIP.